Bobby Rossi.
Yeah, welcome back. Hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3. Joining us in studio, Christina Leavenworth with Rinky Realty. And you hear us talking about her all the time. We get updates from her about once a month of what's going on in the real estate market. But so much has happened. And with the interest rate jumping up another 0.75 point today, we thought, let's get her in studio and answer any questions that you might have as well. Just text them to us at 850-437-1620. Christina, thanks for joining us here on News Radio.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. This is fun.
So, got a big question for you to start off. What is the market doing here? Because we can look at what's happening nationally, and they're going, oh, it's starting to drop. We're starting to have a recession, especially in new homes and everything like that. But real estate is very local. So, what's happening in our community?
Yeah, as we were talking before we went on air, just looking at sales going down. So, in June, we had almost 1,200 home sales. And then I just pulled it for the month of October. We had 850. So, that's about a 25% drop. So, we're seeing that. We are seeing price drops in the MLS. Just today alone, 129 homes dropped their prices.
How many homes are on the market usually at one time?
So, right now, I believe there's about I think 2,000 homes on the market right
now. Okay. So only got 10% of the homes all dropped their price today.
Yeah, so that's pretty significant. Yeah. So we have that going on. However, we're not seeing, like, when you see things that are sold, this huge, like, price is 20% down. It's nothing like that. I don't know the exact percentage of how down it is, but right now sellers have more equity than ever before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, getting 40 to 50% in the past 2 years. So if it's down 5%, they're still sitting on really good equity.
Yeah, that. So we are seeing a slowdown in sales, 25% compared to March. But isn't this the time of year that we normally see a slowdown anyway, though?
Yeah, traditionally. So 2020, 2021, and then early 2022, seasonality really didn't matter. Okay. People would say, like, hey, when's the best time to sell my house? I'm like, today. Yeah. Today is the best day. Now we're paying more attention to that. We're getting into the holidays. Mm-hmm. People typically take a break. But just, this is a gut hunch feeling. But I do feel like once the new year comes, people are going to get used to this new normal. People still need to buy houses. Mm-hmm. People still need to sell houses. We'll see. Hopefully it pick up a little bit. And maybe people will understand some of the things we're doing to try to help them out. There's different interest rate buy downs. Mm-hmm. There's you can refinance for free up to 2 years after you close your loan now. Different things like that. And sellers are really, like, open to buying your interest rate down quite a bit.
Okay. So let me go back to what you just mentioned, though, 2020, 2021. We know the real estate market was nuts. But you just said there was basically no seasonality in 2020, 2021. What does that really mean?
We didn't see, like, a seasonal slowdown. Normally, homes sell really good in the spring and summer because people are getting ready for their kids to go to a new school or something, and they don't want to be moving during the school year. So we see that. And then around the holidays, typically it would really slow down because people are with their families. They're doing things. But in 2020 and 2021, I mean, people were making offers on calling you on Christmas Day saying, I want to see a house.
Oh, wow.
And people were wanting to list their homes right around that time period.
Wow.
It was just, you know, that lack of inventory combined with low interest rates and just a change in climate with COVID. You can work from anywhere.
Yeah.
People were in a rush to buy, and we saw that.
So now we're starting to see kind of a normal, like, you know, transition period in the fall and going into the winter.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're seeing that. We're seeing it feels like more of a slowdown. And, you know, for some of our sellers with homes on the market, buyers are not rushing to their homes because they don't have to anymore. Okay. They can wait until the weekend to see their house. Mm-hmm. But homes are still moving, homes that are priced right in good locations. But the sellers, like, need to do a little bit more, you know, make it look really good. And we come in, we help them
stage. So it's no longer posting it. I mean, because it was nuts, 2020, 2021. Nationwide, it was like this. I mean, I don't even know of a community where it wasn't like this, where you just post your house, no pictures, no video, not even a description, and you get offers.
Exactly. I mean, exactly.
It was like, what?
Yeah, it was super weird. And, you know, and that's not normal. And people started to think that was
that
the new
normal.
New,
yeah.
And
yeah.
It's not. So, you know, I mean, yeah, you got to light that nice candle.
Yeah.
Like, mow your yard beforehand, that sort of thing. And that's we help right. with all that. We help that. We give them, we coach them. We tell them what they need to do. Perfect. And have your home show ready and everything. And, yeah, be ready to show things. I mean, back then, you could say no showings. Yeah. I'm posting no photos, no show. And you'd still get an offer. So
yeah, exactly.
It was just crazy times.
So now you're back to, hey, let's help get your home ready to sell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stage it if you need to and you know, at least guide them on how to do those types of things to get it ready.
Yeah, and staging doesn't mean all new furniture or anything. It's just moving some stuff around, getting rid of clutter, that sort of thing. Just making it look like your nitpicky aunt is about to come over and take pictures of all your dust and stuff. Just make it look as, you know, good as possible.
All right. Now, we're talking in the break as well. We're talking to Christina Leavenworth here from Rinke Realty. If you have any questions for her about the real estate market, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we're talking in the break, too, about, like, just because there's been a bit of a slowdown with home sales and a bit of price drops does not mean we're in a buyer's market.
No, we're not in a buyer's market because sellers are sitting on so much equity. Mm-hmm. I heard someone use the term they have golden handcuffs because maybe they do want that bigger house or, you know, maybe they want to pull whatever they need. They are sitting on so much equity and they're also sitting on a super low interest rate.
Oh, yeah.
So for them to then move to that bigger house where they're now paying a 7% interest rate, they're just like, no, I'm going to wait. And that's what we're seeing. So we still don't have a lot of inventory. So that, I mean, there's not a ton of inventory right now, but there's just not as many buyers as well. And with the interest rates going up, not as many people that can afford certain homes.
Yeah, okay. So this is definitely not a market, even though it's starting to slow down, and we're hearing it nationwide that it seems like sales have been dropping nationwide in places. Some places getting hit worse than others, like Phoenix and Vegas. Seems like they always do that. But we're having a little bit of something, but not as impactful as what they are.
No, there. I think we're really insulated with our military. Mm-hmm. And we're also one of the lower cost markets in Florida, you know, when you look at it as a whole.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to live in Florida, Pensacola is probably where you need to go.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, even with all this going on, when people want to move, they move. If they don't, if they no longer love their home, or if they just had twins and they need more space, even though the interest rates aren't ideal, they're still going to make a move because it's just going to suit their life better.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We see that. It's just that people, you know, moving for the sake of moving, they're thinking about it a little bit more.
Yep, gotcha.
So you can't like offer, if a home's $300,000, you can't come in at $150,000 and think you're going to get it.
You know, so, yeah.
But you might get the seller to pay some closing costs. You may be able to get them to buy down your interest rate. There's some flexibility there, which is a healthy market.
Okay. And that's where you help them out as well.
Absolutely.
Like, hey, this is how we can get this house sold, or if you represent the buyer, how we can try to get something, but not you're not going to get the world out of it.
You're not going to get the world. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
News Radio, traffic on the fives. Everything's looking good on I-10 and I-110. You will see your everyday afternoon traffic on Highway 90 moving out of Pensacola towards Pace on the Causeway. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. We're talking to Christina Leavenworth here from Rinke Realty, giving us a real estate update. Real estate's very local. What we see is happening. You just brought up the real estate prices here are cheaper than the rest of the state. I was talking about some of the places that are getting hit hard right now for real estate prices dropping is Miami area. I was reading about that just the other day that I guess a lot of the people who moved down from New York decided they're going back to New York. Mm-hmm. And so now the prices are dropping pretty dramatically down there, but we're not having that kind of effect. You mentioned being insulated. I want to get into that a little bit more as well, because a lot of people I've talked to a lot of people who are like, I'm waiting to buy until the prices get back to where they were before. So I want to talk about that coming up next with Christina Leavenworth right here on News Radio 92.3.
Not a soul up ahead and nothing behind. There's a desert in my blood and a storm in your eyes. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all. Will I remember the fight and I forget the pain? I got my hand in your pocket and my key in your chain. Am I the king of nothing at all? Then you're the queen of nothing at all. Oh, through the wilderness, you and I.
Carl, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up on this Friday, Dancing Through the Decades. Raise funds for the Council on Aging of West Florida and celebrate their golden anniversary, 50 years in the community. It's going to be this Friday, 6 o'clock at the Hilton Pensacola Beach. Get more information, go to our website, newsradio923.com. Let's hit top trending news.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Convicted Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz was officially sentenced to life in prison this afternoon.
Count one of the indictment, the murder in the first degree of Luke Hoyer. The court imposes a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Judge Elizabeth Shearer also commended families of the victims for their grace and patience. Cruz, of course, killed 17 people back in 2018. The market closing with stocks lower today after another 0.75 point interest rate hike announcement today from the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says they expect more hikes in the future. And Bobby, HBO's highly anticipated adaptation of the video game The Last of Us, set to release early next year. The series is going to star Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey as Joel and Ellie, two survivors in a post-apocalyptic America.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, joined by Christina Leavenworth from Rinky Realty. We've been doing a real estate update here for us. And so, Christina, I was saying that a lot of people look at this market and they're like, I'm just waiting for the prices to come back down to where they used to be before I start buying again.
Yeah, I think everyone, that'd be really nice, huh? No one's predicting that. That's the thing. So I don't have a crystal ball, but no one's predicting that. Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, lots of really smart people are saying anywhere from 7 to 10% is what they're expecting as far as a price decline. So they will go down. Some outliers are saying 15 to 20%. But if we're talking about going back—
We did that in 1 year.
Exactly.
In the last few years.
So if you're talking about going back to where they used to be, I was telling you that home prices in Florida in 5 years have gone up, I believe, 87%.
Okay.
So to go that far down, that's quite drastic. So again,
I believe there are neighborhoods here in Pensacola, it's probably gone up 60% over the past 2.5 years.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. So, we know several homes that have doubled. You know, some new construction homes where they bought it for $200, it's worth close to $400 now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can believe that. Yeah. I've seen that as well. So that does not surprise me. So, yeah, 10%, 15% drop off of 100%. It's like, okay, sure.
Exactly.
And but that's not going to be anywhere near where prices used to be.
Exactly. And again, where's your benchmark? Where are you saying they used to be? Yeah. I mean, even so, if you do look at prices right now, year over year, they are up. They're up,
I really
believe. So they're up about, I think, like 10 or 12%. However, from June to now is where they're down slightly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's pretty big news right there, though, because we're talking about, because we're seeing nationwide, once again, nationwide, sales are dropping for the past 7 months. Well, we confirmed that here. It looks like sales used to be around 1,200. Back, did you say March was what it was? 1,200 sales, roughly. And now they're down to 800 for this past month. So, yes, sales are dropping, but price-wise, they're dropping since June, but year over year, they're up?
Exactly.
Up by how much? 12%?
So actually, nationally, they're up 8.4% year over year.
Oh, my
goodness. So when you're hearing this doom and gloom, they're forgetting to leave that part out. So they're still up.
Yeah.
However, you know, when there was 20 offers and people were knocking on your door, offering to, like, pay for a vacation wherever you want, those days are over. They're over just because there's not as many buyers out there that can afford the same prices at this new interest rate.
All right, so a question about that, though. How long will this kind of slowdown last? Because we have people seemingly moving here from out of state, from out of city all the time, and we don't have enough housing.
Yeah, and that continues, you know. If the builders stay at their same rate, I've been told that we still won't have enough housing for like 10 years. So we have the military moving here. We have people moving out of state. So I don't know. I don't think we're going to see these crazy drops that maybe other parts of the country will. It's just going to slow down for a bit and it's going to become more normal. I think we almost need to stop saying slow down. It's normalizing.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's normalizing. Yeah, so, you know, it's just becoming more of a normal market right now.
Yeah. One of the other areas now that it just kind of hit my mind was thinking about the rental market. And I brought this up with you before in the past because I know you work with the rental market as well. And there's just not enough rentals in our market at all.
Yeah.
And there's been concerns for, like, I think I read something that Airbnb has, there's like 2 or 3,000 Airbnb rentals in our market, which are obviously short-term rentals. And so there's people who are looking to rent long-term, and they're saying, well, those are not available because they're short-term, so maybe we need to force those people to – there's all this talk about like that. But what do we do about the rental market as well?
Man, that's a tough one. Developers from all over love Pensacola because of this. So apartment complexes are going up all over the place. Are they affordable?
But they're not affordable.
Yeah, yeah, they're not.
I just looked at the new one that's being developed. They haven't broke ground on it yet, but I was looking at what their estimated pricing is of it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, the rent on it was so much more than even an expensive house that you can buy now.
Yeah. So yeah, they're not affordable at all, and I think that's probably way above my pay grade as far as talking to government officials about how to do more about that. So, but yeah, the rental market is still tight, but people with Airbnbs are saying that slowed down a lot. So I don't know if it's just due to the economy a little bit. It's slowed down drastically.
Less people traveling down here?
Less people traveling. Okay. And then with rentals, like my husband and I, we have a few. We felt that slow down as well, where, again, it's just it seems like there's more inventory right now. It feels that way.
Even in the rental market, you're finding
it feels that way.
Okay, it at least feels that way.
Yeah.
But normalizing.
Normalizing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not really a big slow. Just normalizing. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have an accident reported by FHP at University Parkway and Davis Highway. But other than that, we're checking in clear. You see someone else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, we'll wrap it up with Christina Leavenworth, get her final thoughts on the real estate market in the Pensacola area. Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross. He joined in studio by Christina Leavenworth, and she's giving us a full real estate update for our local area. And it does look like we have some trends that are similar to the national, what's going on nationally, but maybe just not as impactful as what's happening nationally. Just a little bit of, which is what we often talk about, the insulation. Like, we're a little bit insulated because of the military and everything. But I guess some people going, we shouldn't have any price drops. We shouldn't have any sale drops because we got people wanting to move here all the time, and we've got military moving here all the time. And so how insulated are we really?
Yeah, I mean, again, it just really depends on what people can afford. Like, yes, the military's moving here, but if it's a $400,000 house at an 8% interest rate, their BAH is probably way less than that. So they have to figure out the math. And maybe they're making that decision, I'm going to do base housing, or I'm going to rent because that's just too much for me. So, I mean, you have that. There comes a breaking point for people. But we do have, like, some good suggestions for people if you want it. So, like, the VA loan.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the VA loan, if you could bring that up again.
So, again, we have a lot of military buyers here, so they all have VA loans, and a lot of them are locked in probably at a 2.5 to 4% interest rate. So VA buyers can assume that loan, and we can help them with all the steps with us. However, the equity, so if a home was $300,000 and the person that bought it, it was $200,000 the loan, that extra $100,000 would have to be accounted for. So there'd be a second loan there where there probably would be some sort of down payment. But for that $200,000 part of it, you're getting a really low interest rate.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing. We're advertising that. They take a little longer. People are still figuring that out. So that's pretty cool.
But military moving in could possibly take the biggest chunk of their mortgage amount and have a low interest rate by assuming the loan.
Yes, and that's super awesome to do. So if you're thinking about selling your house, I would start way in advance so we can figure all that out and get your lender on board, make sure we can advertise that, and just give us a call and we'll be able to help them with that.
Got about another minute left here, Christine. I got to bring this up. What we're seeing a lot in downtown Pensacola area is the whole buying a house, tearing it down, build a McMansion. Is that going to continue to go on?
So I have heard that, like, lumber rates have gone down. So all these things with the supply chain are a little bit better now. Yeah. And I think the builders aren't as busy. So maybe it's going to make it more affordable for them to build.
So you think we'll actually see more of that happening?
We might, just because you're not, if the builders have more time, they're going to give you better prices. There's a chance of that. I really don't know. You know, whenever
it seems like we saw a lot of it during the pandemic. Tear down this old house. Let me build a nice McMansion. And so it's kind of weird at first, but eventually you get all these McMansions in this neighborhood. But I didn't know if you might think that might slow down now that the real estate market's normalizing.
Well, our wonderful city cares a lot about history, so that's really hard to do in downtown Pensacola, yeah. unless they deem it so. And same with East Hill. Your neighbors are going to get pretty
East
mad
Hill's
at you.
Kind of where I was thinking
so
about
it, yeah. You'll see that, you know, from time to time. But
all right, Christina, how can they reach you?
Call me, 850-723-9158, or just Google me. Google me, find me on Facebook.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Rich Dennison.
Addicted to calling people back and being on my phone.
President Biden is expected
gotcha.
To urge Democrats.
Express yourself. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. One of the things wasn't able to get to with Christina Leavenworth, we talked about off-air, was potential of foreclosures, like mass amount of foreclosures. And my one of my concerns I've talked about before is if a lot of people have adjustable interest rate mortgages, those rates are going to adjust next year, and they're not going to be happy with how high their payments go up. And she said in this market, at least what she saw with her particular buyers, but also with others, not a lot of people did adjustable rate mortgages around here, which is very good, which, I mean, doesn't make sense to do that, but they still do in every market, it seems like. When she said around in our market, she didn't see a whole lot of that. So doesn't think that we're going to have a whole lot of foreclosure, at least due to that reason. You know, there's other things where we talked about before, 33% of people's household income now is going towards their mortgages. That's the highest it's ever been. That's not good, but at least not a lot of adjustable rate mortgages hitting. And especially now we got the interest rates jumping up another 0.75 again today. That was one of the top three stories. Fed raised the rates again, another 0.75, and they hinted at additional smaller rate hikes. And private companies added 240,000 jobs in October. It's up 50,000 from September, and I think that number is just going to keep going up as we're now entering into the seasonal jobs market. And President Biden is set to deliver a major speech on democracy. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Just a reminder to download our mobile app. Just look for the News Radio Pensacola app in your app store, and you can listen to podcasts of this show, including the podcast with Christina Leavenworth, who gave us a full real estate update here for our local market. You can listen to podcasts of Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Pep Talk with Jenna Barr. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Here is your sports. So, Major League Baseball Game 4 tonight on Fox. The Phillies lead the series 2-1 after they had a home run derby last night. It was just crazy. It was fun to watch. I do have to admit that it was fun to watch. That's going to be at 7:03 tonight on Fox. Then the NBA already underway right now. Washington Wizards are beating the 76ers 34-28. 11 minutes left in the second quarter. On ESPN at 6:30, we'll have the Boston Celtics playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. And at 9 o'clock, it'll be the Memphis Grizzlies against the Portland Trailblazers. NHL hockey begins at 6 o'clock on ESPN Plus with the Philadelphia Flyers against the Toronto Maple Leafs at 6:30 on TNT. You got Pittsburgh playing Buffalo. And then NCAA football tonight, Central Michigan plays NIU at 6 o'clock on ESPNU. And on ESPN2, Western Michigan will be playing Bowling Green State University. And in sports news, let me see this. I just saw this breaking story here. So Daniel Snyder, the owner of the Commanders, the Washington Commanders, has hired a bank to explore selling the Commanders. But now word has come out that the feds are investigating the Commanders' finances. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, so maybe that's why he's wanting to sell. He's just like, being investigated again. Tired of this. So maybe that's what's going on right there. According to sources, Gonzaga is now in talks of joining the Big 12 as you get more and more teams all the time seemingly trying to shift or at least join conferences. University of Kansas has suspended Bill Self and an assistant for 4 games for some recruiting violations. And remember back in August, rookie running back for the Washington Commanders, Brian Robinson, was shot. He ended up having to miss the rest of training camp, and he's trying to recover. He looks like he's going to be okay, but they just arrested a 17-year-old today, charged with the shooting. The Cleveland Browns general manager says that quarterback Deshaun Watson should be back and starting by December 4th from his suspension. Kevin Durant says he was shocked to see that Steve Nash was fired. Oh, wow. Shocked? All right. Kind of surprised to hear that because, you know, big reason why Kevin Durant wanted to be traded in the offseason was because of Steve Nash. So, all right. And China wins the men's team title at the Gymnastics Worlds. The United States missed getting a medal. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
News Radio Traffic on the 5 brought to you by Avalon HR. Nothing really to slow you down on I-10 and I-110. You will see your everyday afternoon slowdowns on Highway 90. That's going to be in the eastbound direction on the Highway 90 Causeway in between Pensacola and Pace. News Radio 92.3 Traffic on the 5s is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. If you do have a traffic tip, just call on 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Toyota is abandoning smart keys. Well, not abandoning completely, but they're going to start limiting the smart keys to one smart key per car in Japan. This is because of the semiconductor shortage. The company said in a statement, as the shortage of semiconductors continues, this is a provisional measure aimed at delivering cars to customers as quickly as possible. As for the second smart key, we plan to hand it over as soon as it is ready. Because as you buy a brand new Toyota, you get two smart keys, usually. But now, just as a provisional thing, they're just going to be doing the one key only for now and eventually try to get you your second key to your vehicle. So, all right. It's going to affect 14 different models sold only in Japan, at least for now, though. So it's kind of interesting to look at this and see what's going on with these the supply chain shortage, right? The supply chain shortage and how it's affecting different businesses. Well, here you go now. You go buy a Toyota in Japan, you only get one key. Better not lose it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we got your top stories on foxnews.com, our national news partner. Bobby's Brain Tease is still coming up as well, and we'll talk to David Wayne over in the newsroom. That and more right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. We're talking about how the semiconductor shortage is affecting Toyota. They're going to start only limiting when they sell a vehicle in Japan only for now. They're just going to sell it with one smart key. That's it. You want a second smart key? It'll be coming down the road, but they can only sell it with one smart key initially because of the semiconductor shortage. Got a text here says, if only there was a way to start a car without a key fob. Well, nowadays there are more and more vehicles, or you're able to start your vehicle using an app. So it's starting to happen. I can't remember which brands do it and which models, but yeah, there's more and more cars now. You don't need a key fob. You just need you need a phone. You can just start the car from your phone, from your app on your phone. So that is the trend. It is growing that way. But yeah, for most part, most of them are. And the thing is too is, you know, wasn't that long ago, we wouldn't even need a key fob to start a phone. Just regular old, or start your car. Just a regular old fashioned key, right? Yeah, but there's it's about security measures in place to try to keep people from stealing your phone, stealing your car. Why do I keep going back to the phone? Stealing the car. Because the phone's more important than the car nowadays. That's why. steal the car. Leave the phone. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up this weekend, Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival. It's going to be Friday through Sunday in downtown in Seville Square. Enjoy 3 days of paintings, sculptures, jewelry, and Pensacola Symphony, crafts, and food. Admission to the festival is free, but $25,000 in prize money will be awarded. This year, they welcome guests from artists from 26 states, 54 artists were from Florida, 18 are local. Get more details on our website, newsradio923.com. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, the FBI is going to be honoring a familiar face to our community with the FBI Director's Community Leadership Award. Former NAS Pensacola Commander Captain Tim Kinsella selected for the award for his leadership during the NAS terrorist attack back in 2019. They're holding a private ceremony later this month. The FBI says Captain Kinsella worked with the FBI after that attack, and his leadership helped to address fears and concerns in the community. So, nice award there.
Yeah, very good award. He's still in the community, too. You know, he's... I believe he's Absolutely. Helping D.C. Reeves with his transition team or something
Well, he is, and he's also heading the leadership, is it the Leadership Academy UWF?
UWF, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so he decided to stay when he got out of the Navy, so there you go. Coming up next Tuesday night, 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock, Andrew McKay and I will be doing full election night coverage for you right here on News Radio 92.3, and we'll be... you know, covering all the local, state, and national races. In fact, I just saw a new poll shows that the race between John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz up in Pennsylvania, it's essentially tied, 46% each. I don't know if I believe that poll. I mean, if that poll is accurate after that horrible debate for performance from John Fetterman, then something's wrong with Pennsylvanians. Just, they're very spiteful. So I can say, it's like, holy smokeronies. Top story on FoxNews.com is actually part of that. Voters weigh in on the Pennsylvania Senate race after Fetterman and Oz debate. And once again, half of Pennsylvania voters say that the debate was a factor in their vote or is going to be a factor in their vote. Okay. Does that mean there's a, you know, does that mean they're like, oh, I feel bad for him, so I'm going to vote for him? Or is that, I don't like Dr. Oz no matter what still, I'm going to vote for Fetterman? I don't know. I guess we shall see, right? The top story, though, is Kevin McCarthy from the Republican Party, leader in the House, says that President Biden is dividing the nation with his last-minute anti-Republican speech. Remember, we mentioned this, that President Biden is planning on doing a speech on democracy. President Biden's going to give a speech on democracy ahead of the midterms, but he's been going to all these Democrat events around the country and criticizing Republicans as election deniers and all kinds of other things like that. And so Kevin McCarthy says he's dividing the nation instead of uniting it at a time we need to unite. He's doing that because he can't talk about the policies where people are hurting, the pain of the cost of living and inflation and what that has caused. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
News Radio, traffic on the fives, brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Everything's looking good on I-10 and I-110. You do have your everyday afternoon slowdowns on Highway 90. That's the causeway leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. News Radio, traffic on the fives is from Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. If you do have a traffic tip, just call into 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Some of the other top stories on FoxNews.com is that a terrible story here. A teenager, 15-year-old teenager in Turkey, plunged to her death as she dropped her cell phone from a fourth-story floor. She was on the balcony, and she tried to grab it and went over the balcony. And this was all caught in surveillance video, apparently. Gruesome. I'm not interested in seeing that. And then... let's see here. We also have Julie Powell. She's the food writer who, helped write Julie and Julia, that movie about Julia Childs. So she's the one behind that whole thing. She's the one that actually was the Julie in the Julie and Julia. She died today. No, actually it was October 26th. We're just now getting the word though. She died of cardiac arrest in her home at age 49. Oh, very young. Pretty surprising to see that one. And then final top story here. A Clinton pollster has a New York mom's murder was blamed on policies from Gretchen Hochul, who could give Zeldin the win. This is according to a former Clinton pollster saying that, Kathy Hochul, she's being challenged by Republican Lee Zeldin in New York. I doubt it. I don't see that happening, but, you know, who knows what happened up in New York. All right, Pets Call right now, Bobby Ross here, News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
All right, sharks can replace a lost or broken tooth in just a matter of days. They go through around 20,000 teeth in a lifetime. In related news, meth addicts are investigating how to do it. Just kidding. It's a joke. It's a joke. I mean, but who wouldn't want to replace a broken or lost tooth every now and then? Like, you're like, oh, I lost my tooth. Let me just regrow this sucker back in just a few days. Be kind of amazing, actually. Just do that. Unless we have a mouthful of teeth like sharks do, then that wouldn't be very nice. Oh, well. The Tyrannosaurus Rex is a mix of Greek and Latin, as far as the name goes, not the actual lizard. So it translates to Tyrant Lizard King. That sounds kind of cool. The oldest capital city in America is actually in New Mexico, Santa Fe. Santa Fe was actually founded in 1610. And so that is the oldest capital city in America. The youngest person to ever bowl a perfect game was a 9.5-year-old in Florida. She rolled a 300 in 2013. The oldest person to do it was in California, who did it in 2012. They were 90 years old. And the Mall of America in Minnesota doesn't actually have a central heating system. A combination of skylights and the regular light, all the regular lights in people's body heat keep it warm. So they even have to run the air conditioner in the winter because of all the body heat and the skylights and stuff. That's funny. So no central heating system for the Mall of America in Minnesota. Pets Call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.